The After Dubs podcast is brought to you by Here to Help. Hi, Here to Help. What feels like an emergency?
Hi, yeah, I spilled spaghetti all over my white summer pants, and it certainly feels like an emergency.
Wow, those pants sound lovely, but we're sorry to say they're probably ruined. You can try throwing some coldish water on them for now. Here to Help.
Hi, I think my dog swallowed a piece of his toy, and now there's a string dangling on his butt. This certainly feels like an emergency.
Yeah, we get this one a lot, but we're here to help. That string is probably attached to the toy somehow. Why don't you look around the house and try to find some rubber gloves or maybe some gardening gloves that you don't like anymore and help your little buddy out by pulling that string out. Here to help?
Oh my god, my daughter was hit by a car. There's blood everywhere.
Yes, sir, we get this one a lot. Say, this feels like an emergency because it is. You're going to want to go ahead and call 911. Here to help. Call 912 when it just feels like an emergency. And now, on to the podcast. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just see what we got. Bring the beat up. Yeah, right there.
This is After Dubs Rap Battle.
Calling Mother Russia, but all I do is fuck you in the streets, in the sheets, Olympic hopes and dreams, Juicy Village raging. They call me Comrade Slaying, 10,000 condoms and no time for sleep. Mother Russia calling Comrade Cajun with the beats. I had a dream that my gold medal floated across the pond. South Korea, Pyeongchang, frozen. Life was supposed to be peaceful, it was all supposed to be so great. But all I do is fucking rage. Olympic rings stand for money. Comrade Cajun ain't just saying. Pyeongchang 2018 saying. I'm out.
I'm not even happy about that one.
Hey, what's going on? After Dubs podcast, Winter Olympics 2018.
Yes. We got a lot of people in studio today. Yeah, I think second most ever.
It is tied for most.
Yeah. So
we never born five, have we?
I'm Joe.
I'm Ben.
Ben.
Anthony.
And we have a new guest.
Intern Adam.
Reinforcements have arrived.
Intern Adam. Adam, say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, there he is. Now be quiet. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't talk. You just do work.
Sit in the corner.
Adam's running the live stream. If you have any questions or concerns, just forward it to him.
If it's not working, it's his fault.
Yeah, for sure.
So we got the Winter Olympics going on over in South Korea, and that's okay. Whatever, it's cool. We like Olympics.
Yeah, I like Olympics. I'm in.
You guys were part of an Olympic activity this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
Very highbrow Olympic activity.
Yeah.
It's a cultured event. Very Olympic spirit was thrivent.
Thrivent is another word I'm looking for. Company.
Was it purely like drinking Olympics, or did you do like some fishing Olympics?
No,
or?
I mean, every event more or less involved drinking.
Nice.
Like there was a biathlon where you had to drink a beer before you snowshoed to your stump to set your beer can on, and then snowshoed back and shot your beer can.
It was pretty sweet. That's amazing. That was a fun one.
Oh, man.
Or Dizzy Derby, where you had to drink your beer and then spin around on the bat five times and then try to hit your beer can as far as you can.
This is true.
They all involved drinking, I think.
Yes.
Did you have to hit it a certain distance? Or
it's like a home run derby. Distance was the key.
Distance is the winner.
Yeah, distance was
full beer?
Well, Pete Adam was drinking beer, so there's variations to set amount, but... It seemed to work.
My computer's freaking out, so I'm trying to pull up some topics for the week.
Oh, yeah?
But it's Olympic heavy on this end. One thing I wanted to bring up was the Olympic athletes from Russia.
OAR.
OAR.
The band.
OAR.
This town.
So, like, what's your favorite OAR song?
I wanna go to heaven if I can't get in.
Is there anything else other than This Town? They have other songs.
They have multiple albums.
Crazy
Game of Poker. Yep, there it is.
That was such a hot party song in the frats in college. It was crazy.
Oh, I was in so many frats in college.
Love it.
It was multiple frats.
All of the frats.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Olympic event?
It's winter or summer, or everything.
We'll do everything.
Well, really? Oh, I think we should do the winter. We're in the Winter Olympics right now.
Well, then why the fuck?
Why ask it? You're doing a dumb question. It sounded like a dumb question.
Okay, go do whatever you want.
Okay, that's a good question. Do whatever you want. I want to do my favorite event for the Winter Olympics.
All right. What is it?
I don't know.
He's stalling.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you know Winter Olympic events?
Yeah.
Do you know any of them?
Mine would probably be curling, just because I've been getting into it, so I think I like to watch it, because then you get to see how it's actually supposed to be played. I think it's kind of fascinating to see the strategy.
Yeah. What I feel like it's the same for me, only because it's the only one I could probably do.
Yeah. You mean to, like, at least be competitive in?
Oh, no. But, I mean, like, I wouldn't fall and die.
You could. No. You're right. You would not die. That's fair.
I'll probably go with, I don't know what snowboarding event I would do, but any snowboard event where they go really high in the air and do crazy flips.
Yeah.
Though the moguls one, the skiing one where they do the moguls and then jump and then mogul again and then jump again, that's pretty sweet too. Whatever that's
freestyle skiing, I think.
Freestyle skiing. That's, yeah. I like that one too.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Intern?
Intern, what do you like?
I think I'm going to have to go.
They don't like that.
No.
Yeah.
Try again.
But what is your favorite?
I would probably say either the bobsled or luge.
Bobsled or luge?
Which
luge, though? Skeleton or normal?
I suppose either. Really, anything going down fast on a track.
On the ice?
With the opportunity for a fatal crash. Yeah. Just like NASCAR. It's the only reason to watch.
Man. Yeah, that's a great. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
The skeleton one is crazy because they're like stomach down on the ice, head first, going 100 miles an hour, an inch off the ice. That's terrifying.
That's sweet. I like it.
They should do more of that.
We were thinking about, like, where do you learn to do that? And one of the losers had, like, his backyard, like, set up that his dad had. Yeah.
That's all you do it, I think. I mean, that's a start. Yeah.
I mean, like, where else would you... I don't even know the nearest luge place
we could go to. There's got to be one around here.
Wait. Yeah, I guess Wild Mountain's got sort of lugeing. Those little carts.
Oh, that's not...
The Vikings luge a lot.
It's got to be a luge track.
Am I right? Winter Park? Just go there.
I don't want to go.
I like figure skating because them ladies, like, they whip their leg up above their head and spin around. It's like, how the hell are you doing that?
So sexist.
I'm just saying, it's amazing. Athletically amazing.
It is. It is athletically amazing.
What is that?
Oh, text message.
We got a text?
I think I truly have topic number one if you want to go ahead and hit the sounder.
Topic number one.
So North Korea's cheerleading squad is making quite an impression at the Winter Olympics. That's the headline out of USA Today.
Cheerleading squad?
Yeah, so North Korea sent down a cheerleading squad of, let's see what it was. I think it's like 200 women. Here we go. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un deployed more than 200 women, dubbed in the Asian media as the Army of Beauties, to be part of the nation's official delegation to the games and cheer on their countrymen and women. And so they made some noise when they rolled into the speed skating arena and had synchronized cheers for their athletes.
Okay. So why is that making news? Is that unheard of?
I think it's because they're so coordinated and they're taking up like 40 seats in the stands.
And they're robots.
Yeah, and they're cheering very like coordinated and good cheers and everything. But the reason I brought this up was because the quotes coming out of this are pretty funny to me. Or sad, I guess. You know, I don't know where I fall on this. But here's one. American speed skaters, Lena Gehring and Mayim Binney.
Jesus.
Sounds American. Oh my God, it was awesome, said Gehring. They were just doing their little chants and flag waves. I have never seen that before, and their songs are so in sync, it's like they've been practicing them for years. Okay. Does nobody find anything wrong with prisoners being forced to go to the Olympics and cheer under the country?
No. It's North Korea we're talking
It's just
about.
Funny. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills and we're all oblivious to like how bad North Korea actually is.
Oh, yeah.
And now that they're putting on like a good face by sending down these people, we don't realize like those are prisoners. Like, how much of a badass are you that you can send your prisoners to another country and feel secure that they're not going to run away?
Oh, yeah. They're totally brainwashed because they're probably sending them there and they're probably telling them all this stuff you're seeing is fake. We're just, South Korea is just putting on a show to make it seem like their country's better than ours. But in reality, North Korea is everything.
Yep. Well, and the other part of this article talks about in 2006, 21 members of the North Korean cheering squad were then sent to a prison camp for talking about what they saw in the South after they went for an international athletic event.
But, I mean, if you go to a prison camp in North Korea, isn't that just like North Korea? Like, you just went to North Korea?
No. I think it actually is pretty bad.
Can it be much worse? Korea,
That's true.
Sidetrack, I did find out there are 4 luge tracks in the entire country of United States of America.
Well, there you go.
So, if you want to learn how to luge, you pretty got to go to one of them.
So, are we supposed to guess where they are?
I don't have the answers.
Colorado, Lake Placid, New
Lake
York.
Lake Placid, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Pretty much wherever there was an Olympics.
Yeah, wherever there was an Olympics, they had
Vancouver has one as well, where there was a 2010 Olympics.
Oh. I'm trying to figure out where's Musk again?
I don't know. You first have to find Musk.
Wait, what do you mean?
Can find Musk again.
Oh, Michigan. Michigan has one.
Okay.
Is that what Musk again was?
Yeah, Muskegon's in Michigan.
Oh, I thought you said Musk, like a Musk again. Yeah, Muskegon?
Muskegon, that's probably what it is.
Fucking no words. Adina?
White Zeta? Do I look like I'm from Michigan?
Fucking guys.
I don't know. Maybe I do.
All right, so I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there, like the North Korean slaves that are being brought down to cheer. Like, are we pro or against it?
I'm not surprised. It's North Korean slaves, so I'm indifferent.
Strong and different stance on something that was an obvious stance to take one.
That's why I threw that out there. I was hoping somebody would run out onto like, that limb.
I'm indifferent. I'm indifferent towards this horrible treatment of humans.
No, it's not like anything new. Like, but you think they're going to send like awesome people?
That's probably one of the better jobs to have.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right? I mean, that's probably true, actually.
But what if you like mess up on one of those cheers? See ya.
And they are the beautiful
the
ladies.
Release of death.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I think they also need to be like, you know, ladies for him.
Did they do well? Have you seen the cheers?
No, I see a picture of the cheers. Though.
I saw him doing one during one of the events, and they were like
they
sitting there.
Happy.
Yeah, they look happy.
They're kind of doing like their own little organized wave. Like in their own group, they're just doing the wave back and forth.
I don't know. I just something about it's just like screams.
Terrifying.
These are prisoners.
Yeah.
But yet we're getting all excited. I don't know.
But to be fair, I guess I don't blame them for taking up 200 seats. If you look at some of the Olympic events, there's no one in the crowd.
That's true.
It looks like a high school event.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Pyeongchang High School is where they're hosting all these events. It's like, what the hell? Like, does no one care about it? Or is just no one going?
I think it's just hard to get there. Like, South Korea, as opposed to, like, when it's in, like, a European country or whatever, like South Korea is isolated. It's hard to get to South Korea. You can only fly to South Korea to get to South Korea. Like can fly to
North Koreans didn't fly.
Well, good point.
So the Olympics are essentially they're running so that we can watch them on TV, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
Huge pile up and the cross country.
Oh, I was watching that last night.
That guy won. The guy that fell ended up getting gold.
Did he really?
Yep.
That guy. I was
right
saying
there.
That when we were watching that last night. You knew it because it happened right away. It happened like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So he had plenty of time to make it up.
Norway had the medal sweep. Oh, gold, silver, bronze in this event.
It does an 18-mile cross-country race. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
They have to do a pit stop. They have to change skis because they go from Nordic to freestyle.
Yeah. They have to be the best in both. Well, I guess the best all around.
When do they shoot the guns?
It's biathlon.
I know.
This is not that event.
Oh, well, then it's not as cool.
Yeah, it isn't. You should have guns in every event.
You should have guns.
It's America.
Event.
If it was in America, you'd have guns in every event.
Although I don't even think we came up with that event.
The trampoline with guns?
Yeah, trampoline with guns. They have guns in track. That's how they start the race.
Shooting's a big part about like how countries even exist, so it makes sense.
Right. Sure. We wouldn't be here without guns.
Do you think they'd ever do like a duck hunt?
Like, no.
The Olympics.
Well, like maybe a virtual reality duck hunt, but I don't think they'd be shooting real animals because PETA would have a heart attack.
Yeah, Duck Hunt Olympics. That would be good.
I'd play that. I wouldn't be good. I always would put my gun right up to the screen.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
I could never shoot it. I don't know. So even when I was right next to it, I was like, come on, this has got to be an advantage.
The damn dog. He always laughed at you.
Your gun right up to the duck's face.
Wish we had that.
I was like, this has to
I wish we had the noise of the dog when it laughs at you. When you miss. Yeah, it's something similar to that. Doesn't sound anything like that.
It doesn't.
Internet, nice what's going on over there?
Oh, just hanging out.
You got that GoPro working?
GoPro is not working yet.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
What do we pay you to do?
We don't pay anybody
yeah,
anything.
You shouldn't bring that
paid
up.
Intern.
There's a movement to unionize at After Dubs, which is troubling.
By who?
Somebody in this room.
Oh, no. I'm looking at you. You're usually the one instigating.
I'll stir up shit. I got another article here about, which I found
interesting. Are we still on topic number one?
Yeah, it's Olympics. Okay. All about
That's
the Olympics.
Fine.
So we're listening to them talking about like athletes from... Wait a second.
What?
We already hit topic number one.
I was trying to hit topic number one again.
You're trying to freeze me out there for a second.
Topic number 1A.
Well, you always notice like there's countries with Olympians that aren't from that country.
Happens all the time, yeah.
And it actually happens a lot. So 2018 Winter Olympic Games, will feature 178 athletes who are competing for a non-native nation. About 6% of the total competing in South Korea are competing for countries that aren't their own.
One of my favorite ones was watching the opening ceremonies, the walk-in deals.
Yeah.
Maybe the only person from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
There's something Flaherty, this white kid. I'm like, come on.
What's going on?
Your name is like, whatever it was, like, it wasn't Connor, it was something stupid.
Okay, wait, so 6% is what you're saying?
Yep, 6% of all athletes competing in this year's Olympics are competing for countries that are other than their native-born countries.
Oh, that doesn't seem that high.
We have a lot.
That means 94% are competing for their own.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the Olympics. It's
like
country versus country.
It should 6% be of them that are native versus native as opposed to...
But you can have multiple countries.
Yeah.
You can have citizenship in
Basically, what's happening is a lot of these people aren't making, like, if you're a cross-country skier and you're in Norway, well, if you're not that good, your chances of making the Norway cross-country ski team are zero. So you go to Tibet.
But if you're not that good and you can't make the team in Norway, you're not going to win the Olympics.
But that's not the point.
Yeah, but you still get to be in the Olympics.
They still want
to
go.
I guess.
That's what this kid was a skier and he went to...
Yep.
Puerto Rico, so you can make the ski team.
And those countries like doing that because they can be represented at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Then pretend like they're worth a damn.
Yeah, exactly.
12 countries are represented wholly by non-native athletes, 8 of which are single-person teams, and 3, Nigeria, Kosovo, and Eritrea.
Eritrea?
Yeah, sure, that one.
Yep.
Are making their first appearance at the Winter Games as a result. So these countries are juicing, man. Like, not, I mean... Supposedly not, actually.
Everyone's juicing.
They're juicing with people that aren't even their native.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they're injecting a whole person in.
It just materialized the person.
One funny side story about this that the reason I brought up was because during opening ceremonies or whatever, they were talking about Azerbaijan.
Oh, great country.
And so Azerbaijan had 5 athletes in the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. And the athletes that were all non-native, and they hung their flag upside down at the Olympic Village.
Because they were
that unfamiliar with the country.
I have no idea what they're doing.
That they hang their own flag upside down.
Oh, boy.
Like, that's what is kind of a problem.
Oh, no.
That's what it sounds like Azerbaijan saying.
Oh, no.
So your point is that you don't want that?
Yeah, I mean, you should be, like, native. Like, this country versus country, man. Like, let's go for it.
I mean, what happens if, like, you were born in Ghana, and you moved here when you were 1?
Yeah.
You have to stay to Ghana?
Well, I don't know why you're still here.
Get out, right?
No,
I would just say
that's kind of how they're doing it.
I don't even care about country versus country. What if you could just meet the super team? Pangea Olympics. Everyone.
Just person versus
everyone.
Person.
Versus everyone.
Or just team. You'd just be like, hey... You come on my team. Let's try to beat the best team around.
Or each person is like their own brand.
Yeah.
So it's
like
Lonzo or whatever, big baller brand.
Yeah.
Like, just there's one athlete and he is big baller brand.
Yeah.
And then you got LeBron who's whatever LeBron.
LeBron's James.
Yeah, LeBron's James. Like, they are single individual athletes competing. So, like, I don't know. Michael Phelps would be Subway. Or something.
To make money.
Yeah.
I mean, the Olympic Committee, if they were like the NFL, they should do that.
Absolutely.
And just start selling teams to, instead of countries, just be like, hey, the Subway team has Michael Phelps and Jared, who's in jail.
For what?
I don't know.
We're not sure.
It's not proven yet. It is. He did do it.
But I mean, okay, so I guess it's only 6%.
Pause,
like
pause for 1 second.
Yeah.
Get a ruling?
Johnny Weir's.
Oh, his hair.
His hair looks different every day.
He's an interesting human being.
Look how tall that hair is.
Look at that necklace thing he's wearing. It's like he has...
Is he in Hunger Games?
It kind of...
Oh, he does kind of look like in Hunger Games. Yeah. He looks like the guy that is the commentator of Hunger Games.
So he wasn't.
I don't think he wasn't, but he is being that guy right now for Halloween.
I accidentally Googled Johnny Weird.
Same thing. It works.
It still showed him.
I was going to say it still probably pops up.
Do you think
I really like his commentary?
I didn't understand how we did not get first there.
He's pretty brutal, which is nice.
First, where?
Oh, he got 1 point deduction, so we did get first. Okay, never mind.
First in what?
Whatever this
men's free skate.
Free skate thing is we're watching.
I really like the icons of the Olympics. Some of them make sense, and some of them make no sense.
How do you mean, like, for the sports?
Yeah, if they ever say what sport there is, there's always an icon associated with what sport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And not all the time. Like, snowboarding looks like somebody's skiing downhill.
Yeah.
So there's 2 skis.
Look it up. Speaking of opening ceremonies, that drone stuff they did was crazy.
Yeah.
That was super cool. I was on board with that.
Who is speaking of opening ceremonies?
I don't know. I was okay. Earlier, I think.
Okay.
Why weren't
just
they
referencing my own conversation?
Like, should have been playing StarCraft or something.
They should have. That's right? How they did.
Surprised esports didn't make it into the Winter Olympics this year.
You are so next racist. Year.
Would that be a winter or summer games?
It doesn't matter.
Esports.
They don't call.
They don't know what season.
They
it
don't
is.
Go outside.
Or both. Or it'd be just Olympics. Maybe they'll have the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics.
And that could be all the fringe shit that deals with technology. So like so heavy terrible. Technology sports.
Like drone racing?
Yeah, drone racing would
God,
be in
that'd
there.
That'd be cool.
All right, question. How much does the top esports player make in a year?
Way too much money. If somebody looked this
the single
up,
player or
gonna...
team?
Oh, we should look it up. Let's go with player. Highest earner.
I'm going to say $2 million.
A year? Annually? Is that like a contract or with endorsements?
A year, I'll say $1 million on average. I looked this up one time, and okay. The teams have won. I think the top teams have won multi-millions as a team, but that's over like several years.
Because if you win an Olympic medal, you get like shit, right? Like you don't get money.
$37,500 from the U.S.
So you get $37,000 if you win an Olympic medal. So for every Olympic medal. So like Michael Phelps is making like hundreds of thousands.
$37? $37,000?
Yeah. For every gold.
There's other countries that give away like $1 million. Because they're so happy to have
one. I got the answers for esports.
All right. Yep, esports, we got. We should look up.
Yeah, I got that.
So somebody guess. What's the guesses? Joe?
For is this highest earner?
Yeah, individual.
I will say $750,000.
Anthony?
I'm going to go $13 million.
Okay, good.
Jesus.
Wilkie?
In 1 year?
In 1 year. This last year.
Esports, like a streamer or a player?
It's
or whatever.
It's a gamer. It's an athlete.
$1.2 million.
Intern?
$300,000.
All right. I'm going to guess $1,662,000. So that is the answer.
Who, that was their
it is what was Zhang, it? Zhang Ning.
FaZe Clan?
Zhang Ning from, and his gamer name is Zhao8.
Cloud9? FaZe Clan?
Fucking no.
What are you talking about?
These are the esports teams.
What? Okay. So that's what they could earn? They can win in esports.
That guy's not technically the highest paid. It's interesting.
So you didn't have the right
answer.
No, I did. There's just different.
What was his name?
There's different Zhang Ping, I think. I don't know. Zhang Ning.
I was laughing at something else. Oh, yeah. He's 16th overall in like the world. It's Dota 2.
You're way off.
But we asked for highest earner.
Yeah, that's the thing is they don't earn. They earn like they win a huge tournament 1 year and then they don't win one for like 3 years.
Yeah,
you know,
so
that
guy,
kind of thing.
This guy Sahil Arora has won $1.9 million, but he hasn't competed in a few things, so like he's no longer active or something. That's what they're saying.
Mm.
Huh.
Probably retired. He's like fucking A.
It's all Dota. These are all pretty much
I'm
Dota.
Quit and play video games.
Dota 2. These are all Dota 2 people.
Is that considered your taxable income? I would imagine.
Oh, hell yeah. They'll go after that shit.
They're lit.
Oh.
Well,
they're
United States
Dota.
Will.
They'll go after everything. I'm looking up real Olympic cash money values.
What
cash
is Dota?
Defense of the Ancients.
It's a game.
It's a game. I don't know nothing about it.
Is it a shooting game? Is
it's
it
like an RPG. No, not like an MMORPG 9-7. Lots of letters.
It's massive multiplayer online.
Do you know what League
MMO
of Legends is? It's like...
Nope.
It's kind of like RTS. What's RTS?
Real-time.
Command & Conquer.
Yeah.
That's real.
It's kind of like that, but also kind of like an MMORPG.
Right.
It's like
RTS
a cross
is
between
real-time
the two.
Strategy. I'm bringing you guys in.
Yeah, real-time strategy.
So that's like a god view. You get to move people around.
Exactly.
And then what?
Is this helping you?
No.
He's giving up on it.
All right.
Okay. So value of Summer Olympics.
Okay.
These are the actual medals from Rio.
Sorry, guys.
The gold medal from Rio was worth $600. It contained just 1% actual gold, 92.5% silver.
The gold contained silver?
Oh, yeah.
It's just gold plating.
Yeah.
It's like gold leaf over a medal.
They couldn't even give you like real gold?
Well, that'd be worth a lot of money.
I mean, they gave 1% real gold.
Like, how much do you think a medallion that big would cost if it was real gold, the whole thing, solid?
Oh, yeah. It'd be thousands.
I mean, tens of thousands.
Yeah. It'd be a lot.
A medal.
Who cares? This is the Olympics.
Wait.
Yeah. Well,
how much
Rio
money
cares because
like,
Rio technically couldn't afford to do the Olympics. They were bankrupt before they started.
Well, on the back end, you get high cash rewards paid by Olympic federations, and the highest one from Rio was Singapore. They paid $1 million for every gold medal.
Which is zero.
How many gold medals does it get? Zero.
Probably zero.
A lot of the times, it's like these little countries will offer. Okay. What are you watching? Figure skating?
The inside of her right leg.
Inside of her right leg. This
Did
is American.
Slice it up? She has a Band-Aid or something.
Oh yeah, she's like a tape job.
She probably has a tattoo there.
It's a tape thing. It's that tape, the medical tape.
Ah.
Well, you remember that from the Beijing Olympics? Or yeah, like the Chinese athletes who had tattoos had to put Band-Aids on them because they didn't want it to show that they had tattoos.
Oh, really?
Like a lot of the Chinese competitors that do have tattoos cover them up.
I was listening to an interesting thing from cross-country skiing today. They, one of the guys had to limit the amount of... He has sports-induced asthma.
And
they said they had to limit the amount of inhaler he used because it could theoretically give him an unfair advantage. Because it's a steroid, so theoretically it would.
Okay.
Or he could die.
Well, you know, you want to be an Olympian? That's your risk. Not my problem. What's going on over there, Adam? You looking concerned?
Just playing around.
Oh, okay.
We call him the Million Dollar Man. Joseph Schooling.
Oh yeah.
Won Singapore's first ever Olympic gold medal in Rio.
His name is Joseph Schooling. Is he from Singapore? Does he look Singaporean?
I'm gonna click on his face.
Singaporese. How do you say that? How do you guys say that?
He won in the butterfly swimming. He is currently studying at the University of Texas, Austin.
Okay. Yep.
So he floats like
a butterfly.
We're trying to get him.
Singaporean?
He was born in Singapore, though, officially.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah, he's legit. By our standards, he's legit.
Is it... How can we figure that out? What's the...
I think you just need to be a citizen.
No. I'm trying to figure out how you, like American, Singaporean, Singaporean, Singaporese.
Yeah, that sounds right. Singaporean.
Singapore.
I'm going to Google that.
Don't Google that.
Malaysia was $600,000. Azerbaijan, which we already found out they don't have any of their own athletes, was $510,000. Kazakhstan, $250,000. Thailand, $314,000. Blah, 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 blah. So on and so forth. Russia was $180,000. That's not bad.
That's actually a lot because they win medals.
Yeah, they win a lot of medals. So that was good for them. Brazil was about around $11,000 for every medal, regardless of the color. Every member of the football team will get $100,000 for winning gold.
What football? Soccer?
Soccer football.
Yeah, it says football, so I don't know.
Football.
So anyway, it can pay if you... Really, what we should do is we should try to get on the Singapore team for Olympics of some kind.
Yeah, but, I mean... All right, so curling. We're going to have to get curling in Singapore.
And we have to win.
We have to do...
somehow. Shoot.
But if we have all the resources of our country behind us...
Singapore's curling team.
Is bowling a... Olympic sport?
That would be terrible. No.
But I feel like that's the one sport that like you could potentially just bowl a lot and be good at, right?
Maybe. I guess.
Yeah. Like if you just bowled a lot, you would be good at bowling.
There's like technique to, I don't know, maybe, yeah, probably.
Yeah, but you feel get like better. Of the things to do, like that's one where you could learn. I'm not saying you could be great,
what about
but
like darts?
Oh, darts, like there's a lot of variables.
Bowling was an Olympic event in 1988.
That sounds terrible. I would not watch that.
You could play it.
And it was announced on June 22nd, 2015, that bowling made the cut from the 28 sports to the last 8 to become a new sport for the 2020 Summer Olympics.
Oh, funny.
Guys, let's get training.
But I don't know if it's official yet, whether they've...
Who won the 1988 Bowling Olympics gold?
I got to check that out. That's a good point.
It better be an American.
Let's see.
I don't know if we're good at bowling. I know I am terrible at bowling.
I feel like Americans invented bowling. Did we invent bowling?
Kwon Jong-gul
of
the Republic of Korea, who placed second in the preliminary, edged Singapore's Lok Chinto to capture the gold.
Lok Chinto almost made a ton of money.
Korea won the gold. Singapore got silver, and Finland got third place in bowling.
So Singapore's already got bowling down. So we may not be able to be a part of it.
So the Asian countries love bowling.
A Japanese woman won silver there. So that's probably why they want it back for 2020, because Japanese have probably been bowling for the last 32 years or whatever.
Yeah, ready to rock and roll.
Go ahead.
The inventor of bowling was a British anthropologist, Sir Flinders Petrie.
Oh, of course it was. I love Flinders. He's one of my favorite anthropologists. What is that, the study of ants?
You're going to give yourself the rim?
Yeah, but it's not, you know.
You should give yourself the rim shot over there.
You want that? Should I do it?
You should get it.
It's too late now. I ruined it.
He was an Egyptologist. Nice one. Good call on that one.
Nice. So he invented bowling.
But did he invent Wii bowling?
He was a Brit.
Should Wii bowling be considered for the 2020
Olympics? That's
why
the Japanese are so good at it.
Because it's
Nintendo Wii. Yeah.
It's Wii bowling.
Oh, God dang it.
I'm way better at Wii bowling than regular bowling.
I'm so good at Tiger Woods golf on the Wii.
We.
What's going on over there, Wilkie? You got a new topic or
I'm looking up video games that rake in a lot of money to see how high they are. This is the total prize pools paid out.
So the reason I was asking this is I kind of want to put together a thesis. If you are a child who is of certain mind,
to make the
would you train for the Olympics, or would you just go into esports, e-games?
Well, esports is money.
Esports is the money.
But here's the thing.
You're saying, like, it's better, and you can represent your country, yeah.
But tell that to Michael. Okay. Michael Phelps made a lot of money as an Olympian. Sean White made a lot of money as an Olympian.
Those streamers that play on Twitch that get a following, which is hard to do, right? It's very hard to do. But the ones who do it...
make a ton of money just to play video games.
Bank just to play video games.
They don't have to compete. They just have to play.
Yep.
So it doesn't matter if they win or lose.
And honestly, some of them... there's some that are very good at video games but are shit to watch because they're just like boring as hell, but they're very good.
Yeah.
And it's like if you have any sort of personality, you could probably kick ass at Twitch.
All right. So
if you're good at video games too.
You watch people play video games though, right?
Yeah.
Is anyone else?
I've never in my life. Nope.
I do. Are you a Twitcher? Intern Adam?
What did you watch?
I find them on YouTube. I watch guys who play like the GTA 5.
Yep. I watch
just
YouTube
do
as well.
Crazy stuff on there. Like crazy stunts. Stuff. Yeah.
It's a lot of role playing.
Oh, yeah? Wait.
Yeah, they role play.
Hold
yeah.
on.
But what do you watch the video games for?
Do you use that role playing later on or something? Or I'm confused. What kind of role playing are we talking about? Is this sex stuff?
Not always.
You watch
not so, always.
You watch a guy character will female prostitute. And
I like it.
I see what you're saying.
Do you watch like Game Grumps or like Achievement Hunter or what are the other
ones? I've heard of Achievement Hunter.
Funhouse. Do you know any favorites? I like the Achievement Hunter guys. They're the old Rooster Teeth guys that did Red versus Blue.
Red versus Blue?
We know Red
versus Blue. Are they still not doing Red versus Blue?
I don't think so. They do other stuff now. But they have like a whole empire that basically came about off of that.
So for those not familiar, Red versus Blue is two people started filming themselves playing Halo, original Halo, and then they started doing voice acting over the top of it and tried to tell a story. And
Machinima.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? I think, that's what it's called. I think that was the
Machinima?
Ex Machina?
So it was a comedy, and they kind of created a cartoon series, and now it's a thing. It's a comedy show.
I mean, it's like just a thing. Like, because they ended up doing DVDs and shit on that.
Yeah.
They have like a whole empire. Like, it's crazy. And they have tons of employees now, and they have tons of different avenues on YouTube because YouTube became like the new TV.
It exploded on there,
totally disrupting television entertainment.
Yeah, it's so disruptive.
That's what YouTube TV would like you to believe.
Cable makes no money anymore. Comcast is broke.
But, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Cable probably still does really well.
Huh? I think they do okay.
It does.
But YouTube does really well, too.
Well, yeah, sure.
Do they? Like,
but YouTube
how much
doesn't
does YouTube
have
make?
Gross.
That's a good point.
I mean, but...
they're part of Google, so I don't know if we can...
They're part of Alphabet.
They pay out pretty
they're
good,
part of Alphabet now. Yeah, and since it's not its own company, I bet you they don't really disclose. Well, maybe they disclose some of that.
You could also look at what their gross earnings were 4 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Do they just make all their money off ads?
When did they get bought?
Yeah, I don't know if I can look.
A long time.
I'm trying to find that. I don't know if I can look it up. But are you surprised to hear that? Or are you not sold that YouTube's a huge thing?
I think it's a huge thing. I don't think it's disrupting television.
Okay.
I think people use it for a different cause completely. I think there is a YouTube TV they want it to.
They just started that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because when I'm looking to watch something that isn't an internet video, I don't go to YouTube.
Yeah, right. I never ever have watched a TV show on YouTube. If you can do
that.
That's
a good point. I guess you'd have to have the combination of like Hulu, Netflix, and YouTube.
Yeah.
It's all the cord cutting combo.
Yeah, you need to bundle it. You need to bundle all your streaming services.
I would not be surprised if it does eventually rise because kids are watching YouTube videos.
But so I think YouTube is a different type of medium. I think it's kind of interactive because you're not watching a 30-minute platform. You're watching something with the intent to click or the intent to do something else. So I think it's actually just a different medium to me. I mean, while it's watching TV, it's almost a little different. And but you can comment.
I think,
and a lot of the times, the person on YouTube is talking to you.
I'm amazed at the amount of views you see on some of these video game videos are weekly, like daily views. They get 200,000 or 300,000 viewers
for sure.
And that's nuts. Like that, there's only so much time in the day, right, to watch something. So those 200,000 or 300,000 people aren't watching TV during the time they're watching that video.
That's true.
So like, you know what I'm saying? Like there is something there, whether it's being felt or not yet. I don't know. But I also think it's the generation behind us. Like it's, mainly.
So I guess I use YouTube as actually more of a learning.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
I always there's that on there, too. If it, or, like, how do I use something?
Yep.
Or,
but it's all on there, is what
yeah,
I'm saying.
No, that's what, it's yeah. Awesome. It's yeah. Such a library of information. I'm not saying, I'm not ripping YouTube or its value. I'm just saying I don't think its entertainment is its value as much as.
I think it has a dumb name.
Or a quick entertainment.
They're going to rebrand YouTube.
I hate it. I don't like the name.
Me too.
What would you call it?
Xfinity Online.
Trademark that.
Xfinity Online.
The truth shall set you free.
Yes, something else for us?
Yep.
Are we on topic two or totally three?
Switching, I got a total switch of gears.
Let's go to three.
All right. I don't know what's
happening. Topic number three.
There was a rocket launch. I have to say I was wrong.
You were.
I predicted an explosion. Although, I kind of was right, too, because it wasn't a perfect launch. They did lose the center core. We don't know what happened. It crashed into the barge or whatever. I don't know.
It got into space, though. The rocket made it.
Yes. Everything got into space correctly for the Falcon Heavy launch.
Although I'm a little pissed because I could have just sent up like a Lego and kept the Roadster myself. Because they sent a $100,000 car into space.
Yeah, but they spent $100 million to send
$100,000. But I'm just saying, why waste $100,000?
It's a principle. It's a point. He's saying that he can launch heavy objects into space. So he had to put something in there.
No, I get it.
And it was his own product.
And it's like, that's badass.
And it's Elon Musk, and that's the shit he does.
Yeah.
So,
right. The guy it's made good a for his thrower. Brand.
The
it's
guy made a flamethrower to wrap something that had nothing to do with flamethrowers.
Yeah.
Just because he can.
Yeah, because it was like a joke, and then he just followed through with it.
A ton of money.
Can we do a joke that makes $10 million or whatever that was?
Yeah, we should definitely do it.
Do you have $100 million to put down on something?
Yep.
All right, then we're in.
So this is from TechCrunch. The Falcon Heavy backlash and the public trust. So I watched that launch as soon as I got home from work. I actually was going to try to watch it at work, but I had a meeting. But
stupid
unfortunately, word. Right? But... It's inspiring to see shit like that, like see a giant rocket go up and see those two boosters come down side by side and land right next to each other. It's like, that's fucking insane.
Especially because it's a private enterprise. Like, this is just a guy, his business making this happen instead of like some gigantic government project.
Yep.
So wait, you think that makes it better?
I think it does, because it's not funded by taxpayers. It's a guy that has a dream to make rockets work.
And it'll start breeding competition.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as opposed to like the government wants to send a satellite up, so they're going to put a bunch of money to make a rocket.
Mm-hmm.
This guy wants to make a business to make rockets reusable, and he did it.
It just kind of gets stagnant though, with only one company doing it. They get set in their own ways and rules.
Yep.
And
the good news is Bezos is also trying to do this. Just he doesn't get as much press, but they've also landed a reusable rocket. I forget if they did or not.
I don't know.
But
Amazon's doing so much right now.
Yeah.
They're also launching their UPS.
They're launching their UPS trucks in space.
Yeah. No, they're starting their own shipping service.
Nice.
Amazon delivery service. So they're not going to go through UPS or FedEx anymore. So you order something off Amazon, they're going to deliver it.
Trump threatened them. He said, U.S. Postal Service is getting them too good of a deal, and now they're going to run and do their own thing. Right there.
Space. Sorry,
yeah, back to this. I'm very pro this rocket launch, but we've talked about this before on the podcast, but there's some people who think, like, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be spending our time and money on this. One of them is a tweet that's featured in this article from Alexander Kaufman. It says, the clearest sign that we are in the new Gilded Age might be the nation gushing over a union-busting billionaire's launch of his $250,000 sports car into space on his own private rockets while everyone ignores the reports his factory workers are suffering egregious injuries.
Topic number three.
I don't know how that happened. That's a buzzkill. What do you make of that? So, like, there's things that Elon could be following through with better with his other businesses, and one of them is trying to keep a union from developing at Tesla.
Yeah.
Is one of the things he's doing.
A union happening?
They're trying. I mean, it's...
And he's breaking it down?
Yeah. And that's why they thought that there were accusations that a lot of the people they laid off in the fall from Tesla were because they were trying to form a union.
But they just
said they were underperforming. You know how that whole game goes.
I didn't hear the union thing. So that's the rap on it, is that he was trying to form a union, and they're like, nah.
We always love the tear down. We tear down the people on top. You know, they get there, and then we just look for ways to topple them.
Right.
It's not good until they're failing.
It is weird. Like, I really appreciate all the stuff Elon's doing, but he's kind of like deified. People look at him like a godlike person that's doing a lot, and I don't know. I think it's cool, but I don't think it's world-changing yet.
Until we're launching people into space. To Mars.
And part of the criticism on this, too, is just the tech industry in general is focusing... what their quote is... tech industry is basically focusing on doing space exploration, artificial intelligence, life extension. These are what their leaders love, like Bezos and Elon and everybody. That's what they're chasing after. Mm-hmm. But that's not part of, you know, there's 80% of the population they're claiming. It gets no benefit out of that or more.
Or more, yeah. I mean, like I don't get a benefit out of a rocket.
The idea is that the tech industry doesn't, I mean, they're purely capitalists, care about making profits and then doing these crazy billionaire ideas. Rather than the day-to-day, like, people are starving, we got better things to spend money on, we could spend money on healthcare, all this other thing.
Yeah. That's obviously a point, but that point is also, like, you could apply that to anything.
Right.
Like, why are we flying to space when people are starving here?
Well, that goes to Ben's original point. Should we just privatize government? Because that's what they're asking, right?
Like, But, I mean, it is, and you still have people bitching.
Yeah, right? You're never going to win. It's just, there's... obviously always other better things we could be doing, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do things because they're good. You can do a good thing for a good reason and still have it doesn't have to be like better than this reason or better than that reason. Yeah. Just you did it.
And what it brings me to is another article by MIT Technology Review, which is Silicon Valley's 2017 report card. And I'm not going to read a bunch of stuff out of this article, but basically here's Silicon Valley's 2017 report card. Generating new ideas, pass. Funding innovation, pass. Tackling fake news, fail. Removing hate speech, fail. Ending sexist behavior, fail. I didn't know those things were what the target of Silicon Valley was supposed to be.
What? Yeah, it's not.
Like, I mean, they passed in the categories that they are supposed to be, but they're being held to these standards of tackling ending sexist behavior.
Muted.
Ben's been muted. I'm
sorry, Ben. What was that?
It's getting fiery up here back in the studio.
Put me back on. I got refused to talk into the microphone, so Anthony muted him.
Too much power going to his head.
So I agree with you wholeheartedly that I think it's a weird thing to just start throwing social issues in at Silicon Valley. I'm not saying that everyone doesn't have a collective responsibility, but to point at Silicon Valley and say you are failing in these things, society's
failing. That's the point. Yeah. Exactly. So that's the debate. The grand debate is what responsibility do these very successful portions of our society and businesses have to ensure that those less well off are taken care of, or behaviors like the sexist behavior or this fake news
jargon.
Yeah. Trolls, so, internet trolls are taken care of.
The real question is, at what point, like when you make a certain amount of money, then you are responsible to take care of other people?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Snapchat's supposed to save the world.
Right.
If Snapchat's not saving the world, it's worthless.
So when I start making $200,000 a year, I have to then...
You're responsible to save the world. Yeah, right. It's your fault.
A small portion of it.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
I mean, so that's kind of the point of government, right? Like, we have a... tax percentage, and so the people are actually paying in more. It's not a flat tax for everyone, so that is kind of how it works.
But beyond that,
Beyonce,
wait, is Beyonce saving anyone?
Yeah,
I'm sure she's got
with her music saves everybody's lives.
Yeah, you heard
it saves my ears.
Does it? I don't know. Do you guys love Beyonce? We have Beyonce lovers here.
When was the last time she did anything?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm going to abstain because I feel like my opinion will not be a popular one.
Oh, I am indifferent at best with Beyonce.
You like her?
No.
Oh,
no,
then I don't. It's gonna be popular.
Okay. Yeah.
I am indifferent at best with Beyonce. I don't get it. I don't get the Beyonce hype. I don't get anything about it.
I thought her best thing that she did was Austin Powers 3, which was the worst Austin Powers. So
wow, all right, like that's a hot take. Hot take. I mean, yeah, I don't think anything about her is that great. I don't get it. I don't get the hype.
She's good looking, and I guess she makes. I think she has some catchy songs. Single Ladies is, you know, that
but like I don't get the cult
greatest
icon
video of all time.
I don't get the cult icon behind it. She's like a god to people. Like it's like people worship Beyonce because she makes average rap or not average music.
Yep. Well, it's just the way of the world. It's manufactured corporate trash. Shut down our throats.
Conspiracy theories. We've totally derailed here.
Oh, that's fine.
What are we talking about?
Do you want to do what, a Toyotas?
I like Toyotas.
We selling diamonds?
Wait, we should do this.
Yeah, do something.
You've had a bad day.
Time for Ben's Comedy Corner.
Lay it on us, brother.
Guys, I got to tell you.
Oh, no.
Like, some people deserve a second chance, but if you reach your hand over the sneeze guard at Chipotle, it should be cut off. Like, fuck it. I don't care. There should be a guillotine waiting over the sneeze guard at Chipotle, ready to just slice.
Whatever it does.
I don't care. Like, we'll be back in 5 minutes. We got to clean up. Okay, move on with our lives. Like, there's nothing worth reaching over the sneeze guard at Chipotle to communicate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
Oh, I've seen it, too. It
drives me crazy. Absolutely. I can't imagine it. Okay, what do you... Oh, cheese, guac, steak. Okay, let's... Steak, cheese, guac, guac. Nothing rhymes. There's no miscommunication. No. They aren't mishearing you. There's no reason to reach over the thing. This person doesn't deserve their arm. If they're reaching willy-nilly over just random objects during the day, like, they're lucky to still have that arm. And I'm saying, just cut it out. Like, it's enough. And you're saying, like, why am I so fired up about this? Okay.
Is this a joke?
Why am I so fired up? Because I like Chipotle, okay?
Okay.
But, like, I already have to deal with the norovirus in the lettuce. I don't want you poking your fucking finger at my cheese or my sour cream, you know? So anyway, my solution is slice it off. I'm sorry. Right. Sometimes there's no second chance.
That's good.
All right, that's it. Oh, we nailed it. We nailed it. You've
had a bad day.
Some hot takes on Chipotle etiquette.
Wow, that was really just...
I was fired up this week. Fired up.
So did you actually see someone reach over?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I've seen it before multiple times.
I've seen people like stand there at the thing with their head over the sneeze guard. And look down. And that's fucked up. And then I saw somebody... They didn't just... reach over it, they reached like around it,
yeah,
and their arm was like an inch or two away from the actual topping.
Are you going to Chipotle with Stretch Armstrong?
How did they get that far? No, I saw I can't remember where I was at, but I saw somebody do it. The guy goes, I want that stuff, and he pointed at the salsa.
Probably
and then
the
Chipotle guy was like, sir, you need to move your arm behind the guard.
Oh, good. He my person didn't say anything, yeah. They were just fuck it, $10 an hour. Yeah. If I'm lucky, you know?
Yeah.
So he yelled at him, but I've definitely seen it. Because they're like, what's this salsa?
Yeah.
It's like, just say, that salsa and point at it. You can point at it through the glass. You don't have to point at it over the glass. It's glass. You can see through it.
I went to Lian Chin for lunch one time, and it's lunch rush. And there's like, oh my God. A man and his wife in front of me, and then like their nephews or something. I don't know. They fucking ran into somebody at Lian Chin. And not only did they cut in front of me in line, I kind of let them because they knew each other, but it was kind of fucked up. But still, the kid's like never been there before, and they're like, do you want a sample of this? And they're like, yeah, I'll have a sample of that. And then, yeah, we'll have a sample of this.
Wait,
and
they're getting samples?
They're getting samples during the lunch rush at Lian Chin.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like standing there like, is this fucking happening right now? Like,
that's tough.
Know.
Yeah.
I feel like Lian Chin should have a policy. Like, if you want samples, you got to let the line go.
They should know better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they also have to be nice and run a business, but, like, they should know better. And I have, luckily, like, recently I had somebody doing the same thing at another Lian Chin, and there was another employee there, and they let me go around them. Like, because they knew I knew what the hell I wanted. Because look at me. I know what I'm
wanting. I'm a Lian Chin guy.
It looks like I eat fast food a lot. Because I do.
That's one thing. Like, I've been to Subway before a lot of times where, like, the person ahead of you, you're waiting in line. The person ahead of you gets to the front and starts asking questions. Subway's not a question-oriented thing. Yeah. Like, what's on the ham sandwich?
To make your own ham sandwich.
You can put whatever else you want on it. It seems ridiculous that it's a thing that they have to ask questions when they get to the front of the line. But I feel like that transcends to other areas, too. Like, other fast food areas, do you need a lot of questions with them?
Another thing, if fast food is bad, red box is the same way for me.
Okay. You know,
it's not as bad, but like when somebody goes up to a red box, which I don't use much,
right.
But when I go to red box, I
red box shaming.
Red box shaming.
I go to red box twice a week.
You animal. When I go to red box, I'm going there because I know what movie I want. Like, I know it's at red box and I'm gonna go get it.
Yeah.
People will go there and they're like, it's like they're browsing at the video store. They like click every movie, read every bio. You're just standing behind them and they're like, what's this movie? Read the bio. Nope, I don't like that one. Read the bio. It's like, you just came here to browse movies?
I think the bigger issue there is not necessarily that they're browsing there, because I would do that too. It's that they don't realize there's somebody behind them and they should just step aside for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to browse and you're not ready, you should get the hell out of the way.
Yeah,
like,
it drives me crazy.
Like, I'll browse too at Redbox, but I've never done it with somebody behind me.
Yeah.
But maybe there's something here for like fast food too. Is like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't been to Subway and you're gonna have questions, like, you don't get to go.
Yeah,
like we're done.
Go to
we're
hell.
Done allowing new people to fast food restaurants. Like,
You're done. You don't get a shot.
You haven't like
go find
Chipotle's yeah. like, oh yeah, guac is extra. Oh, wait. I didn't know that. Get the fuck out. Everybody knows that.
Maybe we need to make like dumbed down versions of restaurants. Well, yeah. Like there's just an A, B, and C. It's just an A, B, and C, and you go up there and you say A, and then they just give you whatever A is. Yeah. You don't have an option.
Yeah, fuck it.
That, so, if you can't figure out how to work Chipotle, then you get A.
Yeah.
These people don't know how to use their smartphones to be like, huh. Okay, yeah. That's how that works.
Oh, no, yeah. Clearly, no.
It's brutal, man. It's crazy. And that's like one thing I appreciated. Like, have you ever been in New York? No. I didn't really like New York when I visited it.
Oh, really?
And then when I left it, I would really appreciate it. Because everywhere you go, like, they're pissed off at you. Because they're pissed at you. They're pissed off at you because they're like, why are you taking up so much time making this order? Like, they want you to come in and be like, yeah, I want a slice of pizza and a Coke. Done.
And you get
yeah.
out of there.
Yeah, yep. And get the hell out of their face.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, now I appreciate that a little bit yeah. more.
Cheese pickup,
there's
cheese
some
pickup,
in between, you know? Yeah.
No,
have you ever been to Witch Witch?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So their business model. You walk in, you grab the bag.
Yep.
And you make your own. That's
you just
actually...
make your own, you write it up, but you're standing off to the side.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
You don't go up until you're ready.
That's
and
an
you
excellent.
Hand them the bag and walk away.
And then yeah, you get to see perfect. Your bag in the progress, right? Yeah. So it's not like made behind the scenes. You get to see where you are in the line. I like it.
That's an interesting,
that's a good
call. That could work.
That should be everywhere.
Well, it is yeah, working.
It should be.
Yeah, so they should do it everywhere.
So, like, kiosks everywhere or bags, paper bags.
And then
bags.
Chipotle, Chipotle should electrify the sneeze guard.
We could probably upgrade their, yeah, their process.
Done.
They don't need paper bags anymore.
They should. Just shoot some back 10 yards. Get out of here. They're touching my sneeze
yeah,
guards.
Yeah, they could do something. Rub some hot sauce or razor sharp or something.
Just put whatever sauce was at D-Spot with that yes. Fire sauce.
Yeah, it's actually, can we get death, D-Spot man. To sponsor us?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good call. Hey, yeah, it's on the way.
You can figure that out.
It's on the way. It's on the way.
It's like a local wing place.
Well, actually, we shouldn't get D-Spot to sponsor us because our podcast is named after a completely other wing joint.
It's not named after
we can
anything.
Be after D's. Well,
after D's.
After D's.
I don't know if we want to change our podcast before even...
We're doing
voting.
It again. We're negotiating against ourselves. All right. We're willing to change the name of our podcast if you give us 6 chicken wings.
Like, we'll take anything at all. We just want to be successful.
We'll be named Omni, presented by After D's Podcast.
Brought to you by Betty's Pies.
Oh, yeah.
After Pies
in here.
Yeah, we're getting some Betty's Pies. That's coming.
Oh, booyah.
I've talked to the... I know a guy.
Is Betty still around?
No, Betty died last two summers ago.
Darn. I was hoping we could talk to Betty.
Get Betty up here? She was a spitfire.
That was the polite way to put it.
Yeah, she's kind of a bitch. No, she was a nice lady. She was just really grumpy all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh my god!
But we can get Betty's Pies. We're going to do a pie review on Betty for Betty's Pies. We're
going to get a bunch of pie.
Which is pies. We're going to get a bunch of pies in here. We'll get some Betty's Pie swag.
Oh.
And we'll do a live pie review.
I'm in.
They're all going to be apple. Just that's it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good to me. Perfect.
Super boring apple
pie. Do you guys
pie.
Like cream pies? Are you cream or fruit pies?
The answer is yes.
I don't hate them. If that's what you're asking.
Jesus Christ. Actually, I'm not a big cream pie guy.
Really? So you don't like a 5-layer chocolate? You're not into that?
No. No, I like the fruit pies. I like fruity.
Like fruitcake? You're a fruitcake?
Like
cake?
Fruit, like apple pie. Actually, apple and pumpkin are pretty much...
I guess spicy apple is probably one of it. Caramel apple,
yeah.
Both good ideas.
I could probably have apple pie for breakfast / lunch and pumpkin pie for dinner every day.
For the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life.
Really?
And the rest of my life wouldn't take very long if I did that. But
hey,
I could do it.
We can make a deal with Buddy's Pies if that's what you want.
I do like whipped cream, though. So chocolate and...
Yeah, like
okay.
French
like a banana cream. Well, I don't like banana cream. Banana cream weirds me out because the bananas are all mushy.
Like, French silk is my favorite pie.
Really? 5-layer chocolate's better than French silk.
I mean, they're the same thing.
Yeah. No, well, no. 5-layer chocolate's got cinnamon in it.
Okay. Sure.
Secret
but
recipe.
I do like French silkish.
Yeah.
There's a Butterfinger pie at Betty's, which is super good.
Bumbleberry.
How many different types of pies are there?
God, 150 something.
All Jesus, right. Really?
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We have to eat all 150 pies.
They don't make them all the time. They have like weird ones like sour cream raisin.
I don't want that.
Why are you just accepting a challenge right off the bat? That's so insane. Challenge accepted, guys. We're all running a marathon next week.
We're building a rocket and putting Anthony in it.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
We'll give him a spacesuit that we'll design ourselves.
It just explodes
on the lawn.
Or it doesn't go anywhere.
Launch date is
6 April.
Yeah, 6 hours from now.
If we got a lot of model rockets and just put those model engines in there.
It's a hackathon. I mean, it's a hackathon. We can figure it out. We'll just stay up all night. A lot.
It's not going to take much.
We should do an After Dubs hackathon.
Yeah.
Great. See what happens.
But
big Mac-a-thon.
If people have... Well, actually, we're not... Betty's Pies is going to give us whatever pies they want us to review.
That's fine. I mean, we're taking anything.
Yeah. We're literally... Yeah, we'll do it for free. We'll pay you.
Well, what's the pies?
Stop negotiating.
Jesus Christ. We're not paying full price for these damn pies, man.
No, we're paying more than full price. I don't have anything for you. What do you want now? What's going on?
Topic number 4.
Oh, we're in listener questions. We're in listener questions.
These are the listener questions, where we answer questions from our listeners.
You can just see her butt. Like, what? She's just like rocking a thong under that little tutu.
Guys, it's figure skating. I told you, figure skating is the best freaking one. And mostly because of their talent.
Yeah, talents.
Yes. I have a question here from Johnny Jimson.
Oh, yeah?
At John Wrights NS.
Oh, I hate his name.
Submitted it to Josh Lloyd. Josh Lloyd is a lead fantasy basketball analyst, Basque Monster, Locked On Fantasy podcast host, and nickname Crafter.
I hate all that.
Anyway, Johnny Jimson's question is, what hobby would you get into if time and money were not an issue?
Wow. All right.
And we kind of, like, time and money is an issue, but we still got into podcasting. But if time and money were not an issue.
Podcasting.
Yeah. Making pies.
Making pies. That's a good question. What hobby would I get into? Time and money.
Anthony's thinking hard. His eyes are popping out of his head right now. Don't you do that too hard, man. You're going to pop a blood vessel or something.
Like, woodworking would be sweet.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
And you need, like, that money is an issue, obviously. And
anything in particular you would want to work with?
I don't know. Like, it'd be sweet to, like, make a boat. Like,
oh, yeah.
A real boat would be cool. That's it takes a lot of time to get to that level even to make the boat, and then it takes a lot of time to make the boat.
And you get to ride on the boat.
Then you get to ride on the boat. I'd really like to, like, rebuild a car, like a 67 Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
Like, start from the frame and go all the way up. But, yeah, time and money, and I don't know if I actually want to do that. But it's an idea. I'm going to go woodworking next.
That's cool. When you said that those things together, for some reason, sauna popped in my head.
Oh, you can make a sauna.
But I don't know what I would do. I guess I could make a sauna.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, make
fancy
saunas.
Hang out with you in your sauna.
Not just, like, normal saunas, but, like, you know,
like
hanging out.
There's
like,
a TV
yeah,
in
there's,
there?
Like, a TV somehow, oh, like, yeah. A fridge and shit.
That'd be sweet.
Party saunas.
Yeah, like a leather couch.
Yeah.
Is there, like, do party sauna?
Just a nice, sweaty, gross.
I don't think that exists, though. All the saunas party that saunas? Exist are kind of, like, whatever.
You probably keep some acoustic guitars in there, you know? Yeah. They're all stay tuned.
I think you're not supposed to stay in saunas that long, so party sauna wouldn't be good.
We used to stay in saunas so long.
You can
college.
Watch like an
Holy
episode
shit.
Of like Family Guy and then be done.
Oh, man. We used to stay in for hours.
But it's a party, so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you could have like a sauna mixed with like a 5 below 0.
Oh, like, you know, sauna like slash ice room.
Yeah, just go back and forth.
Or maybe
and
like
in between.
Yeah, there's like a there's like a lounge in your sauna that's like an 80. And then your sauna part, which is like you can see, so you can be in your sauna and watch the TV,
yeah,
and be in the 150, and then you can go to the 80 degree room and chill for a little bit, go back to the sauna,
or there's like yeah, or just a sauna. It's like a living room, but there's sauna areas, and you just wander into them.
Oh yeah, like force field that keeps the heat in or something.
Anyway, I don't know why I thought of sauna. I can't think of anything
what's
else. But
your,
I mean,
what's
time
your
and money, yeah, that's great.
I feel like I would want to. I mean, I like the idea of being able to learn how to play with a car or do something like that. But I think being able to build a house, like just build your own house
from
and
scratch.
If money's no object, you can just buy a bunch of land and just keep going.
Didn't you just build your own house?
Yeah, I didn't build it. Someone built it. But like being
he
able
paid
to build your
to
own
build
house.
His house for him.
Oh, look at me with all my money.
That is a good one.
Because
you could totally design it.
Yeah.
Like purely whatever you want. If you got all the land you want, you could design some crazy, cool
landscaping stuff.
And
just make it go underground, have secret rooms. I don't know. That'd be sweet.
A sauna.
Isn't that what cults do?
Underground sauna.
Who?
Cults.
Cult? Like
cult? Colt McCoy?
Oh, yeah. Cults.
Cult.
Cult?
C-U-L-T.
Like the Indianapolis Colts?
Indianapolis Colts. No, like I'm going to build my own house and then put a bunch of like secret tunnels.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Joe could start a cult.
Yeah.
Or a cult.
Either way.
Anthony, what's
Colt
your hobby?
McCoy has a cult?
Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy. Colt. All right.
Cult.
What's your hobby?
Colt.
Colts. You're gonna sire Colts.
Colt.
Colt.
If you have too many secret tunnels, like you are up to something.
Yeah.
Like how many secret tunnels you need if you're gonna keep them secret? You have one secret tunnel, and then you have one to show off to people. That's a secret tunnel.
Does the tunnel go somewhere? Or is it just
so you have two secret tunnels?
Is it a dead end tunnel?
Cult.
Or does it like go around?
Goes
the house?
To your neighbor's house.
Yeah, perfect. They don't know it. Anthony, what's your hobby? We're getting off topic here.
Well, I was going to say woodworking as well, but you stole that. Dumb.
Jesus Christ, we got a whole room of woodworkers I didn't even know about.
I think making like the fly fishing lures.
Oh, that would be super awesome.
I looked into it once. Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think my hands would be good for it. Like,
why? What's wrong with your hands?
I don't know. I feel like...
Practice.
Just look at them.
You got the palsy?
I think you'd be surprised. I found a bunch of flies in the woods one time. I was
in the
walking.
Woods?
Yeah, I was over by the river, and I was walking along, and I found a little
a fly kit?
Pack, like 6-pack of like flies.
Oh.
I don't have a fly fish fishing rod.
Like, I found a bunch of flies in the wood. I was like, oh, cool,
like the insects,
like where they live.
No, like the lures or whatever.
I gotcha.
But I tried them anyway. I don't have a fly fishing rod, but I put them on my normal rod, and I got a point in the river that was like I could just drop it down, and totally worked.
Yep,
right away.
Easy.
It's like fucking crazy.
Need a fly rod. Fly rod fishing's fun.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
Fly fishing would be a great hobby.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be a good one. You go travel to beautiful places.
Yeah. Yep.
Beautiful ladies.
Why?
Isn't that what fly?
You're pretty.
Am I thinking about fly fishing?
Yeah.
What about the intern?
Let's finish our hobbies.
Yeah.
Intern Adam hobby. Don't say porn.
No,
oh my god, a woodworker. If anybody else said woodworker, we're gonna fucking woodwork next week in this podcast.
I was leaning towards that, but it's more just kind of on the building side. So it's kind of like what Joe was saying. You know, we bought a house, we had to build a deck. Obviously, we had to hire that done because I don't know how to do it. And now we are looking at a few other projects. We want to redo our fireplace. We have to hire that done.
Yeah,
but if that's something like. You knew more about
if time you were a real man.
And money to put in to learn that.
Yeah.
So basically, none of us here are men.
No.
We don't know how to build things.
I can build fancy saunas. That's just time and money are an issue.
Yeah. I can build whatever you want me to do.
I can build whatever you want.
It's not going to be good, probably. Give me a deck. I'll build it. It probably won't work. Just fall apart.
I've got another.
What was yours, Ben? Wilkes?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I was going to do a sauna thing. I couldn't think of anything better at the time. I mean, I like that one after I said it. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be like traveling. I mean...
That's a hobby.
You know.
Yeah, that's a great hobby.
What I would do is, if time and money were not an issue, I would go just live places for like 6 months. I would go on extended trips to places and basically just immerse myself in cities. And so like, I'm like, oh, what's China like? Okay, go live there for 6 months. Or what's I won't go to Africa. Well, what's Europe like? I don't want to go to Europe.
Okay.
I got another question.
What's up?
This one is from Hyder Pony.
What's the Twitter handle?
Is it Hydro Pony or Hide Your Pony?
It's Hyder Pony. Okay.
What's the what's
they've
Twitter
got a,
handle?
They got a little pony picture. The Twitter handle is Hyder Potter.
That doesn't mean
so. Maybe
sense.
They go Harry Potter or Harry Poner.
What are you saying,
Harry Poner?
They submitted Harry a question Poner. To. They submitted a question to the Lost Narrator. The Lost Narrator is narrator of stories mostly about ponies and dying.
God. What the hell?
Their question was, how to make the girl happy.
What?
How? What?
What girl?
How? I don't know. The girl.
The
how
girl.
To make the girl happy.
That's the question?
I got another one, too, but this one, we can hit on this one for a second. How to make a girl happy.
Then, no, the girl.
The girl. Your best guess. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Time and money.
Another hobby.
There's a new hobby.
That's perfect.
That's all I got. Trick question, they're never happy.
Yeah, it's true. That's their secret. Never satisfied.
Okay, well, this is getting off topic again.
It's right, just a done. Joke. The question was supposed to be the joke. This is another one. Paul Higgins. And his at is Be Ostentatious.
Have we... talked about Paul Higgins before? I feel like that sounds familiar.
No.
Okay.
But be ostentatious. He submitted a question to the Eat Sleep Fantasy Podcast. The Eat Sleep Fantasy Podcast is a fantasy football podcast. Top podcast on iTunes. Top 25 experts. So it's like a legit podcast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, for real.
But his question is, how is it, as grown men, some people eat hot dogs that are microwaved and not boiled?
I don't.
What is your preferred way to cook a hot dog is what I'm getting at.
On a grill. Those.
What kind of grill?
It doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh, your opinion is not valid anymore.
I'm not going to microwave or boil a hot dog ever.
Gas or charcoal?
I generally use grass. Gas. I use grass. I burn grass.
Fuck it, I use grass.
Generally use gas because it's easier, but okay. I would prefer. But either way, I'm not ever going to microwave or boil a hot dog.
Yeah. Definitely grill it.
I mean, I would also pan it too. A microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pan is surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Like, anything but boiler.
Yeah. Those are the two worst options by far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, although I actually like boiled. Microwave's the worst option by far.
Yeah, microwave. Boiled works, but I prefer. I'm just going to grill.
Depends what type of hot dog you're buying.
I don't really like getting it wet. Like, don't like putting it in the boiling water. I would prefer to just have the microwave because then it is what it is. It's a warmed up piece of meat.
Yeah, it's a hot dog. So, But the grill adds a certain je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that means.
What?
No, that's what it means. Actually.
Huh. Anthony, what are you grilling it?
Charcoal grill.
Yeah. Adam, what are you doing over there?
Usually if I'm eating a hot dog, it's...
At a game.
Either at a game or because I don't have time to make something at home, so then it's microwave.
Wow. Why not just
easy.
I've never microwaved a hot dog in my life.
1 in 5. Microwave it.
I've never microwaved a hot dog in my life. Ever.
Right. Who microwaves it?
Adam microwaves it.
Oh, you prefer it microwave?
I don't prefer it that way. Oh, I do it because it's the easiest way.
I do a toasty dog, which is you put a piece of bread, put a piece of cheese on that piece of bread.
Oh, good.
Sounds put a delicious. Hot dog. I prefer Schweiger old fashioned.
Yeah, it's great.
Across that piece of bread, slantways.
Yep.
And then you put a little mustard on there, and then you roll it up and put a little toothpick in it and put it in the oven for like 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
Is it good?
Fucking A.
I'm going to do that tonight. Incredible. I'm hungry right now.
Huh. Yep.
Question.
It was an acquired taste for me, but now it's like
bones. Actually, not a question. Bonies. Paul Higgins is actually a name. He's an actor.
Oh.
He has been in such... He's a Scottish actor. He's been in such things like Utopia, Couple in a Hole, In the Loop. All right, I don't know any of these things.
I hate this guy.
Couple in a Hole.
Yep. Nope, none of the other things I can pull up.
So you knew this guy was an actor or something.
Take that, Paul Higgins.
I don't know.
I mean, the Olympics are going to continue, so we will continue to talk about the Olympics as forever. We go along in the next couple weeks.
How long do they go?
18 days.
Yep.
So there's 15 left. Ooh. 14 left.
Yep. There's a lot of good stuff coming up later. We got hockey with non-professionals.
Well, non-American, non-NHL professionals.
Yep. And Wild have a prospect on the Olympians from Russia, OAR.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Band. He's good, too.
Dance down.
He's never coming over here.
Sweet.
That's all I got. All right. I think we're good.
What do I do now? Hit this button?
Yeah.
Send us out.
This week, probably?
Yeah, probably this week.
All right.
Whatever.
We love you. The After Dubs podcast is brought to you by Here to Help.
I wasn't expecting it to be ringing that long. I couldn't help it.
Just ring and then we'll do that.
Okay. What do you want from me? That's the whole thing.
Just do it like 2 seconds.